Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With Syria's February ceasefire showing signs of fraying, the U.S. and Russia have announced plans to try to reinforce localized ceasefires in the coastal province of Latakia as well as the Damascus suburb of East Ghouta. Word of the new agreement comes after about 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting between the government and rebels during the past week in Aleppo. U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members, including a two-star general, for their roles in a deadly airstrike on an Afghan hospital last year that killed 42. General Joseph Votel, the head of the U.S. Central Command, says an investigation found the tragedy was a result of an extraordinary intense situation that included multiple equipment failures.
The investigation concluded that certain personnel failed to comply with the rules of engagement and the law of armed conflict. However, the investigation did not conclude that these failures amounted to a war crime.
The general said the hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders was mistakenly attacked and that the real target was an insurgent stronghold about 400 meters away. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has appointed a new government of national unity, bringing together politicians from opposite sides of that country's civil war. He named 30 ministers, 14 of whom were chosen by rebel leader-turned-vice president Riek Machar and other political groups. Ministers were sworn in Friday in a ceremony in the capital, Juba. Formation of the new government marks a major step toward implementing a peace agreement Kiir and Machar signed last August. This is VOA News.